T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie. Middays, 10 a.m. till 2 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yeah, what's going on, everyone? Joe DiCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning, a rainy day throughout the Delaware Valley. Rainy day, obviously, in America as the storm hit the south, and there's a lot of rain up here. It's going to be rain for the Eagles-Giants game tonight in northern Jersey. An important game it is, and we'll be all over talking about all of it today. Good to see the Flyers, of course, get the win last night. But tonight we turn our attention to the Eagles, a team that really could certainly use a win. I don't think it's must-win. You know, this division is so weak that the door is going to be open even if the Eagles lose tonight, in my opinion. But they need a win. They really, 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 really could use a win. We'll talk about it today. Certainly do so with you on the phone lines, 888-729-9494. It is a game day as we get ready for the Eagles and Giants tonight. And again, of course, a game you can hear on WIP, 888-729-9494. Richie Rich, what's up, pal?
Soda pop,
yeah,
was invented in Philadelphia.
Ooh, how about that?
1807, a Philadelphia druggist, Townsend Speakman, added fruit flavoring to carbonated water, trying to make it more appealing to people.
Yep.
Because back in 1807, they said carbonated water had health benefits. He named the first soda Nephite Julep.
Ooh, okay.
Not a very cool name.
Mm.
But that's the first soda, and it was invented right here.
How about that? So is amazing. Does that make that the greatest thing to ever come from Philadelphia? I mean, right? I mean, maybe the soda pop?
Mm.
How would you rank him? Wilt, the soda pop? Declaration of Independence, the hammer. Jenna Cameron, John Rich. All right, what's going on, everyone? We got a lot to get to. It's game day. It's a big one. 888-729-9494. Now, first off, if you've missed the news of the day already, the Eagles officially changing their injury report to list Lane Johnson as questionable for tonight's game, and specifically a high ankle sprain. And Ian Rappaport earlier with a tweet saying more on Eagles offensive tackle Lane Johnson. My understanding is this high ankle sprain he was battling is something that will make it difficult for him to play. He's going to do everything he can and will test it pregame, but he has an uphill battle. Big V is his backup. So the news of the day, John, in a time where it's like, my God, you're just looking for something positive with the Eagles. You wake up, and within the first, you know, hour or two or three of being awake, you find out Lane Johnson might not play. It does not help the cause. So now you might have Big V in there, which means you got Peters, who obviously you hope like hell can gut through it and figure out a way to, you know, get through the whole game. If he doesn't, then does Sayamalo then go from guard to tackle and Wiz goes back? Like, the whole thing just feels like a mess. Big V, like,
are they trying to apply this high ankle sprain to much earlier in the season? You know, like, to is this the Eagles PR staff saying this high ankle has been a problem for weeks now?
Well, it probably has been, but I don't think they're trying to apply anything. I mean, I think they're just trying to play the football game.
That's what PR staffs do. I mean, they can retroactively apply injuries when they did not exist earlier to explain poor play. I've seen it done.
Okay.
I have witnessed it firsthand.
Well, we'll know that it's legit if he doesn't play. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Look, we'll find out if he plays. If he doesn't, then you get Big V. If he stays healthy the whole game, and given his comments before the year, his performance in the preseason, before the regular season.
The Big V
thing. His performance
in
the preseason, his performance in the regular season, that ain't good. That is not good. And now it's Carson Wentz, and we're all saying, you got to run the ball. And then, you know, okay, we'll see what they got. So, all right, 888-729-9494. on an already not great start, and I hate to say it, it's just true, an already not great start to a game day where you hear Lane Johnson might not play. Ian Rappaport says it's going to be tough for him to play. We'll see. I will tell you this, John, and I've quite candidly hadn't thought much about this football game probably until last night, just because it's been such a short sprint to the game from the last game, and the last game was so horrendous, and the game prior to that was really bad down in Tennessee. And so, frankly, I, and I think we as a show, and probably we as a station, as a fan base, have dwelled a lot on what was a couple days ago. As I start thinking about this game, as I started thinking about last night, John, and this was even before the Lane Johnson news, hate to say it, I think the Eagles are going to lose. You know, they have a lot of issues. Well, yeah.
You're just...
No, they,
wow.
John, I mean, they have a lot.
You're just giving up.
I'm not giving up. I'm telling you, they have a hell of a lot of issues, and
hey,
they better clean it up.
By the way, the Giants have a hell of a lot of issues,
too. I am aware.
Too.
I get that. I know the Giants have a lot of issues. But, I mean, you know, all the things we've talked about all week, and now including no Jay Ajayi, Sproles, still don't love the third receiver, whoever the second outside receiver is. Looks like it's Jordan Matthews. Offensive line was already an issue. Now you either have a hampered Lane Johnson, which he may have already been, we didn't know, or no Lane Johnson, Big V in there. I mean, we could be looking at Maialata tonight for all we know, or Tobin. I mean, who, you know, if Peters goes out, then who goes in for him? The defensive tackle position, the corners, no Rodney McLeod. I mean, it's like, all right. Look, 888-729-9494.
You weren't just kidding. You're just,
no, I'm not kidding.
You think the Giants are a better team than the Eagles are.
I didn't say that.
Well, you're saying they're going to win tonight. You're saying the Giants beat the Eagles tonight.
That's what I said. Giants, yeah, I think Giants win the game tonight, John.
So in saying that, you're saying they'll play better than our Eagles will.
For 60 minutes, I think the Giants are going to play a better football game.
So they will be better than the Eagles tonight.
You believe in that defensive tackle lineup next to Fletcher Cox, do you? Who is he? How many tackles?
Destiny Byard.
Yeah, how many tackles has he made? He's made one tackle this year?
You know who they play at D-tackle now more and more is Michael Bennett.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I believe in him.
Okay, good. Well, I do too. But, I mean, listen.
And, hey, I believe in Trayvon Hester.
You believe in the safety position? you're just...
Sorry, I couldn't keep a straight face there. Who is Trayvon Hester?
Say,
he's Fletcher Cox's backup. I've never seen him play ever. I've never seen this. But I digress. I feel quite the opposite from you. Now, granted, I have been wrong flat out. Three times this year
right.
When I predicted wins
that's
for great. Our Eagles.
Yeah, yep.
But doesn't it just feel like, and obviously it doesn't feel like it to you, it just feels like last year there was an unexpected coming together where they just, things started clicking. And it didn't matter who was in there and who was out.
Oh, yeah, it did.
No, it did.
Yes, it did.
And
they had better players in there last year, John.
No, last year it didn't. My point is, it didn't matter who was in and who was out, who was hurt and who wasn't. They said that next man up thing, and it actually applied, and it worked. This has been stressed all week long. You know, we're playing with who we got. It's not always the best situation, but we've been there before, guys. And don't you recall, like, one of our biggest points of worry was, man, what'll this team do when they're not the underdog anymore?
Yep.
You know, what'll this team do when they're getting all the adulation? We know they play better when they're angry, when they're motivated. Well, you're not the only person who's saying the Giants have a great shot at winning tonight. This team, we are unleashing the Kraken tonight.
I hope you're right.
Like,
I mean,
this is the surprise game. Like, I do feel. Someone put it on Twitter last night.
Are you sure you're not just hoping your way there?
I don't know.
No,
I keep saying they're going to win.
That's what I think you're doing.
And they lose.
Yep,
maybe I am hopeful. Maybe my my fandom is clouding my judgment. But this Giants team is not good either.
I know.
Listen, we have a lot more to work with than the Giants do.
Way
more. I don't care how badly we've played. We're a better team than these crappy New York Giants. I don't care that they're at home. That hasn't mattered to our team in the past. I think saying that the Eagles are going to lose, Joe, is crazy.
We'll find out. Listen,
lose to the Giants, who are 1-4.
They typically play very close games, including both last year when the Giants
and you know what's going to happen?
And the Eagles were great, and they were both close games.
This is not the type of team, this Giants team. Yes, they have better skill guys, and it seems like they're getting everyone back healthy. This is just going to be that Carson Wentz explosion-type game where, you know, up to this point, he's been playing really well, but he hasn't been getting help.
No.
Guys have been watching that tape. They know they have to carry their weight. They have to, you know, hold up their side of the bargain. And now they're finally, people are counting them out. People like you, Joe. Jerks like the camera over
here.
Saying the Eagles can't do
it.
Saying the Eagles can't beat the last place in the division.
I really said they can't. All right.
What the heck is going on?
All right, 888.
Look, I'm glad. I hope they hear all those voices, all the naysayer, nasty little evil voices like yours, Joe.
All righty. 888-729-9494. Look, I mean, am I out of line now? I'm not out of line. Look,
yes!
No, I'm not out of line.
What do you mean you're not out of line? You're saying the Eagles lose to the Giants tonight.
The Giants.
Seltzer, are you going to try to paint me as the bad guy like he does?
I don't have to do it. You're doing it yourself.
I'm doing it myself. I mean, last year when the Eagles were phenomenal and the Giants were horrible, they played two games that came down the final 20 seconds.
Well, how about that? So the Giants played over their heads. Sometimes that happens.
Eagles-Giants games are close, man.
And the Eagles
beat the Giants. You know what's also close right now? Right now? The talent taking the field out there tonight.
What are you talking about?
Dude, the Eagles are without substantial arsenal.
The Giants just cut their left tackle. Their starting left tackle, they just cut it.
James, can I ask you a question?
And guess who they're starting at right tackle?
No, I don't care about
Chad
that.
Chad Wheeler!
I want to ask a question. If Jason Peters goes out tonight first quarter like, oh, something's not feeling right, the Eagles tackles become...
Vitae.
Big V and Samalu.
Yeah, you feel good about that?
Actually, Sam Alo kind of looked good at tackle in the preseason.
You feel great about it, Jay.
Yeah, sure you do.
Couldn't feel better.
Yeah, this is really honest radio around here.
Sam Alo is a better tackle than Chad Wheeler.
That's true,
Chad Wheeler!
I think that's actually true.
Are you kidding me?
Undrafted Chad Wheeler.
Just think, it will require two injuries to tackles. One that's already happened, Lane Johnson.
Hey, we're not going to factor in imaginary injuries to the outcome of this game, Joe.
I'll tell you what.
Is that really how you decide who's going to win a game?
What I'm talking about.
Hey, if the Eagles have two offensive linemen get hurt, then they're not going to be as good. No kidding.
If you stopped cutting me off, I'd say what I was going to say. Requires two injuries for the Eagles to play their second best guard as a starting guard. Now, what in the hell is up with that? Come on, John. You're all dugged up today. You think the Eagles are going to win?
I didn't say I was dugged up.
Well, okay, but here's the deal. Like, Sayamalo is starting instead of Wiz.
Carsoned up. Okay, and here's the thing.
And Wiz gets in there because two other tackles get hurt, and then Sayamalo's got to kick out. And like, hey, Wiz, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, you know what? If that happens, maybe it's a good thing. So maybe we're insured against injury because Wiz gets on the field.
Do you really think Doug Peterson should play the second best guard?
Do you really think this coaching staff thinks they're playing the second best guard?
I don't know what they're doing. I just know.
Do you really think a coaching staff?
Yep.
Whose job depends on putting the best team on the field is going to put the second best guard on the field best one?
They put him on the bench last week, John, and he's on the bench again this week.
They believe, apparently they have a plan.
They play the wrong guard.
They believe this guy is better
John,
than Wiz.
Corey
There's
Clement,
no other explanation
let me,
for
let me
it.
Tell you something. The Eagles said last
Who
night.
Who are we to evaluate
we?
Wiz's play?
Who are we? We're Philadelphia Eagles fans that know what we're looking at.
You think you're better at evaluating Stefan Wisniewski's play than the coaching staff is?
Are you
better at evaluating talent than Jeff Stoutland?
See, now it's just getting ridiculous. You think the running back rotation's been appropriate this year? Like tonight, the Eagles told us yesterday that Corey Clement is 100%. I need them to choose to play him 75% of the offensive snaps. Period. End of story. If I get 50% Clement and 50% Wendell Smallwood, that's unacceptable.
And so that loses them the game?
It influences the game, John.
Smallwood's been all right.
He's been okay.
Smallwood has performed extremely well.
Don't tell me Smallwood and Clement, if Clement's healthy, don't tell me it should be an even split. Don't tell me
guess
that.
What?
Maybe not even, guess but I don't what? Think it should be 75-25.
We don't see these guys in practice. There has to be a reason why Clement has played less than we expect.
888-729.
Hey, has he been great in games?
No, he wasn't
Clement hasn't been great in games this year.
But they say
part of our decision to say Clement needs to be out there is based on our memories. Visions of sugar plums and memories of Corey Clement catching touchdown passes in the Super Bowl.
I'm with the disingenuous talk
I'm
show.
I'm talking about
today.
The here
I
and now.
I can hear it in his tone. Eagles, Giants tonight. Am I crazy to think Giants win? You tell me. 888-729-9494. Am I happy to say it? Of course not. Of course not. We'll find out.
You're happy. You're smiling.
Look
at you.
We'll take the calls. 888-729-9494. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. Make some sense of this for us today on 94WIP. All right, Jenna Cameron, John Ritchie, 94WIP. Well, yeah, Eagles-Giants tonight. Important, obviously, for all the implications of what we've been talking about. Standings, you know, Eagles hopefully trying to just kind of get this thing going right again. I mean, hell, I don't even much care if they do get it right as long as they walk away with a W. I mean, just got to get the W one way or the other, even if they don't look great. So it's important on a lot of fronts tonight. But it's also the start of Week 6 of the National Football League and Fantasy Football. And for more perspective on all that, we bring in our ace from fanball.com, Mr. Paul Charchin. Hello, Paul.
Joe, John, hello. Not quite a must-win for your team tonight, though, I don't think, because the division's just not good enough for this to be a must-win, don't you think?
I agree 100%. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's obviously a win would be great here, and by the way, devastating to the Giants. I mean, at that point,
well, they would be in serious trouble.
That's right.
Yeah, they would.
I mean, that's part of the other beauty of the win is you put the Giants out of their misery for the season at that point.
Yep, indeed. All right, Paul, let's get to it. So tonight, I mean, let's just start with the Eagles' backfield. Ajayi out. Let's say someone's got Smallwood and Clement.
Which a shocking number of people do, by the way.
Well, it kind of makes sense. You just, you know, if you go for it. So who do you play? Or not?
Well, you know, I think you do play them. This is just a middle-of-the-road run defense. And by the way, the Giants' pass defense has been phenomenal this year. The path of least resistance really is on the ground. We saw Alvin Kamara roast this run defense for 134 yards and 3 touchdowns, and then he chipped in another 47 receiving yards, and you've got 2 all-purpose backs. They're not Alvin Kamara, right? But they're 70% of Alvin Kamara, and both of them are. And so I like the dual-purpose attack that both Smallwood and Clement can bring, and I would personally, and your opinion means a lot to me on this, I would give the slight advantage to Smallwood, and I've got him ranked that way because, to me, in my mind, I know he's 100% healthy, but I like Clement as the potential goal line back. Well, how do you guys see this?
I would do this. If I owned both of them, I would play Clement, but if I didn't feel comfortable with that, I would just play neither. There's no way I would play Wendell Smallwood. There's no way.
Why?
I just don't think he's good enough.
He's not as good as Corey Clement. And I'm surprised that Corey Clement has been held out as long as they've held him out. Like, I feel like he must be 100%. It was a quad injury that he played through 2 weeks ago. Must have had a setback where they said, hey, listen, we're just going to wait this out until you are completely healthy. I think you're going to see a larger dose of Clement, certainly, because he's a better player. Just flat out. And I do believe he is as close to healthy as he's going to be this season.
Frustrating that he was active last week and never in the game. And that totally. That threw a monkey wrench in for a lot
confusing
of fans.
Confusing as to why that occurred. But, I just think they were getting him ready. And as far as the O-line goes.
What do we think about Lane Johnson? It doesn't look like he's going to go. How much does that impact this offense?
Boy, if he really doesn't go, I would be shocked. If he didn't, quite honestly, I think he'll figure out a way to get out there. But if he doesn't, then you've got Vitae on the field at right tackle, and we saw in the preseason he was in no way prepared to play this year. That certainly hurts us. And then with Jason Peters being in and out of games all the time.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it something that if you have Carson Wentz fantasy football, maybe you play your other quarterback because it doesn't set up well for Carson?
You know, I've had Carson inside my top 10 for basically every game that he's played. This week he's down to number 14. Giants second. For all the things that have gone wrong in New York this year, the one thing that's been great, vastly improved. That secondary, they rank sixth in passing yards allowed, fourth in passing touchdowns allowed. Janoris Jenkins, one of the best physical, strong cornerbacks in the league. He's going to follow Alshon Jeffrey around. I don't love that matchup for Jeffrey. So, Ertz, I like Ertz, and yeah. I think there's an angle to be had there that's pretty strong. But overall, I'm pretty cautious on this passing game for this game.
What about the passing game for one of the front runners in the NFC, the Rams this week? I mean, they're playing in Denver,
yeah,
where it might be snowing.
How about that?
Jared Goff is not the type of quarterback that I expect to play well in inclemency. So what do you do with the Rams offensively for fantasy, considering the possibility of guys sitting out as well?
Right. So Cooper Kupp's in the protocol. Brandon Cooks is in the protocol. Third time in 2 years, by the way, for Brandon Cooks to be in the protocol. Mm-hmm. If those guys both don't go, then you really have to hesitate on Goff. But I think if Goff comes back, boy, that Denver secondary has been roasted the past couple of weeks. Bradley Roby, who used to be really good, got benched. Ever since Aqib Talib left, it's not the same. Adam Pac-Man Jones is hurt. It's a bad secondary. And if we can get either Cooks or Kupp back to go with Robert Woods, I'm feeling pretty good about Goff. I agree, he doesn't feel like a cold weather guy, but boy, the opportunity seems so great.
What about Joe's favorite back, Mark Ingram? You drafted him really high.
Well, not really. I got him in about the seventh round or something. I thought that was fine value.
Sure felt fine on Monday night, didn't it?
It did indeed. Should Kamara people worry?
Yeah, well, the Kamara owners should be worried. This was your worst-case scenario that just got spelled out. And here's the two things that need to worry Kamara owners. Number one, last year, Kamara only got 5 carries inside the 5-yard line. Joe and John, those are the easy touchdowns that powered Kamara through that first month of the season. That's not coming back. Here's item number two that should worry you. Mark Ingram is going to be a free agent at the end of this year. The Saints are going to run him and use him, just run him into the ground and let some other team pick up his emptied shell of a back at the end of this year. He'll be 29, and they're not going to re-up him to a big deal at the end of this year. They're going to let him walk, and they're going to use him a lot.
That'll work for me. Yeah. Adrian Peterson, time to step away?
I think so, guys. This is the perfect time to sell. We're seeing him break down right now. Yeah. Ankle, knee, shoulder, all issues. He's probably going to play this week, which is going to give some fantasy owners the false sense that Peterson's, you know, pretty safe here. But he's broken down in each of his last 3 seasons, and I think it's coming here. If you're an Adrian Peterson owner, get out now.
It was a weird injury in this last game that I watched him play in. I mean, it looked like he got wrapped up. It looked like they wrapped his shoulder or his elbow. I guess it was shoulder.
Shoulder, yeah.
And he wasn't back out there, it's not like they even let him back out there on the field to play through it. They just went with Chris Thompson.
Right.
So, you know, they do have a viable back to replace him. Chris Thompson does it all for them.
Yes.
And it just doesn't feel like he's a priority. So Mitchell Trubisky, we've seen, I didn't buy in at all. And then we saw him with the 6 touchdowns. Do you think this is a trend moving forward? Good, Mitch? Or do you think he'll sort of take a step back?
Yeah. And maybe the worst fantasy quarterback other than that game. Maybe the worst fantasy quarterback over the last 2 years, Mitch Trubisky. He exposed, he was another in a long series of quarterbacks to expose a terrible Buccaneers secondary, and he's got to do it against somebody else. He gets Miami this week. Miami's got one of the budding star cornerbacks in Xavien Howard,
right,
who has been fantastic, hasn't given up a single touchdown in coverage this year. Miami's secondary is pretty good. And Trubisky's shown no ability to beat anything other than a terrible secondary. So for my money, I'm not chasing that box score, that 6 touchdown box score from before the bye. Mitch has got a lot more to prove for me.
What about David Johnson, Paul? A lot of people really unhappy as owners. David Johnson taking top 5 or 6 in a lot of drafts. What do you do?
Tough start this week, too. He's got the Vikings. You guys saw last week, Vikings' run defense is still very good. It's the one part of the defense that is still working, and they haven't allowed a rushing touchdown this year. They're only giving up 80 ground yards per game. He's my number 22 running back this week. So yes. You're going to hope he gets it done through the air, which he might be able to do, and the Vikings have been more susceptible that way. But I don't like him here, and you can't really sell him. You're just going to – you probably have to start him this week in a tough spot in Minnesota.
That's crazy. All right, Paul, for this week's action, players that typically you might stay away from but you like because of the matchup, and those you might normally play but you say, let's stay away this week, bad matchup.
Jameis Winston is I didn't like that they were so quick to give Fitzpatrick the hook, but Winston's their starter coming out of the bye in a great, great matchup with Atlanta. They've given up four straight opposing quarterbacks, have thrown for three touchdowns against the Falcons. They're missing both of their secondaries, both of their safeties. Three of four opposing quarterbacks have topped 335 yards. It's a great opportunity for Winston. But I'll flip it over on the bad side of the same game, a guy you'd normally love, Mike Evans. Get this. Over the past 2 years for Mike Evans, on games with Ryan Fitzpatrick, he's 105 yards a game and almost a touchdown per game. In Winston games over the last 2 years, that number drops all the way down to 61 yards and 0.3 touchdowns for Mike Evans. Because Winston can't throw an on-target deep pass, and that's where Evans is so lethal. And so as much as I like Winston here, I'm nervous about Mike Evans remaining at the same level that
he was
at.
How about that? All right, Paul, fanball.com. How can everyone get involved?
Two things. One, all my player rankings available for free at Fanball every week, so you can always go there and learn more about all these guys and where they're ranked. And then we've got our $30,000 contest like we do most weeks, and it's buy one, get one, which is not normal in the fantasy world. If you have one entry into our $30,000 contest, I will buy the second one out of my pocket. You have to go to fanball.com/radio to get that deal. Fanball.com/radio.
We look forward to talking to you next week. Fanball.com/radio. Thank you,
Thanks.
Paul.
Thanks. Good luck tonight, guys. Bye-bye.
Right, there he was on the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. All right, let's go out on the Swartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Swartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. And the King Howard Eskin is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Head over to FWAT for game day specials tonight. For the Birds game, $3 Bud Lights, 50-cent wings, dollar fingers. Get yourself all hooked up for great food to either watch it there or for takeout with Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Visit FWOT.com, F-W-O-T, for more information. Our next guest, he is no joke. He's the King, Howard Eskin. Hello, King.
Hey, well, I guess it's good afternoon now because we're always after 12 noon since you hit the break late.
Yeah.
But other than that...
like you never got to a break late, Howard.
I was your producer.
Come on now.
I do it a lot. That's right. But I had to take my first
shot. Howard, let me ask you a question.
No, it was Elvis. Come on, man.
I got confused. Actually, I didn't get confused. I just didn't think it was. Howard, let me ask you a question because I'm sure this is something people have pondered from time to time. When Spike Eskin, your son, who is the boss of this fine radio station, is unhappy with you as the boss, as, you know, maybe you went to break late or whatever, did an interview he thought went too long or something, like, what happens? Like, does he call you up? Like, what is that exchange like?
No comment. No, there haven't been that many issues.
Have there been a few? Have there been a couple, though?
No, they're really hard. The thing that I always do in life, you always work it out, whether it's your kid or whether it's somebody else, but I taught him everything he knows. So, you know, so you take that into consideration. Actually, he did most of it by himself. He endured. Whatever. It's just doing a good job. But unlike some guys, you just understand, and if he tells you something, you just say, okay, and you try to do it.
You move on. That's exactly right. All right, Howard, let's move on to the Eagles game. What's going on, man? What in the heck has been wrong with the Eagles from your eyes? I mean, I'm sure you're seeing much of what we're seeing, but why? What? What is what? I mean, how much trouble do you think they're in?
Well, I hate to use tonight's game as a gauge. If they lose tonight, I think they're in real trouble. But they win tonight, as bad as the division, and they're okay. Now, that doesn't take away the problems that they do have. Obviously, the offensive line's not playing well. They're not getting enough sacks. I mean, so So do you blame the defensive line? I know people like to blame the coach. Jim Schwartz is not blitzing enough. Well, he did try it against the Vikings, and Jalen Mills let Thielen go deep on him when they had him pinned down at the five-yard line. So, but it's not all Jalen Mills. It's not all any one player.
Yep, you're
it's
right.
It's a combination of things. And the thing that I know Doug Peterson always stresses to his players, got to cut down on the penalties. That's bad, especially when you start out, you're moving the football, and then you get a 10-yard penalty. And you can't turn the ball over. The Eagles are minus in the plus-minus, and that's not good. Last year, they were a strong plus. So if you look at those two things, that's not good. There's different players not playing well at different times. I refuse to use injuries because last year they had so many major injuries, especially the one to who should have been the MVP, Carson Wentz, and they still overcame all of that for obvious reasons because other players and other parts of the team, and defense was terrible in the Super Bowl. However, the offense was great, so there was always somebody picking this team up. But they got to move on from that. So it really is a combination of things. But there's got to be an urgency. I'm going to give you a stat. Now, I don't know if it's going to make any difference because it's going to rain tonight. But okay. You know, guys playing the rain. It's raining now. I'm telling you, I'm aggravated looking out my window and raining, knowing I have to stand in it. It's not going to stop till 2 a.m. All right, Super Bowl champions. Now follow me here. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl. It's not as bad as the analytics that the Phillies use, but Super Bowl champions who are a sub 500 team. Now after Game 5, so the Eagles are 2-3. And they're off a loss as a favorite. Now, since 1980, those teams are 17-9. In division games since 1980, they're 10-3. And since 1985, those teams are 9-0. Now, the only theory that you can put to it is, at this point, you think there's a sense of urgency. You were a champion. There is a sense of urgency. And the Eagles have to treat it that way. And there is a sense of urgency. And you got to play. You play somewhat desperate. And you play like there really is a sense of urgency. And you're playing against a bad football team. So there's no excuses, none, for this team to lose this game. There's never an excuse. But they're the better team. And I don't care if they're playing on the road. They are the better team.
So we were told by the coaching staff in so many words that with the short week they were hesitant to make changes personnel wise. But are they as sold on Jalen Mills as they indicate?
Well, you don't have that many options for the time being. I think they are. Sold is probably the wrong word. They're not going to make changes. You can't do it in a short week. Now, if depending on what happens tonight. And you would hope that the Eagles would play better, and that includes Jalen Mills. But you have time with 10 days off. If you did want to make changes, you have more time to do it. So if you wanted to add a running back, you have more time to do it. If you wanted to add some depth in the secondary, you have time to do it. So this is the time, but they've got to come off a win. Otherwise, none of that really makes any difference. As bad as, you know, it's not over by any stretch of the imagination because the division's so bad.
Yep.
But it doesn't put them in a good spot. I still think they should beat Carolina the next game, coming off of 10 days. And I'm not a Carolina fan, but the game in London is going to be really tough.
Hey, Howard, is Lane tough. Johnson playing tonight?
No, I don't know that. I think, and sometimes when somebody tells you it's a game time decision, it really is a game time decision. So I think they're going to see how he feels. When I saw him yesterday, and I saw him briefly, I didn't see a limp. You know, not that makes any difference because you're playing football; it's a lot different than just walking around. I did not see him limp, and I don't believe Ian Rappaport, since he's had so many incorrect reports. Joe, I know you got a love fest going on with him, but he's had so many incorrect reports. So, but it is worrisome that all of a sudden, and the team has to do this, that they listed him this morning as questionable, which means there is something wrong.
Yep.
But he knows the importance of the game, and I would think he's going to try to play through it unless it's really, really painful. It's a high ankle sprain. That's not good. High ankle sprains, guys are usually out for 5 or 6 weeks. I don't know that it's a high ankle sprain. But if he's questionable, there's still a chance, and I think that would be a game-time decision. And I don't know that it's an AstroTurf field. I don't know that the rain would affect it. The only one that's really upset about the rain is me because I got to stand in it for 3 hours. But
yeah. That's a second time now you've referenced that, Howard.
The Lane Johnson injury, when...
is more important than me. That's what I said. I mean, let's not take away, but... The field is
Seltzer's going to start getting a crying baby sounder here ready for this phone call.
For a guy that takes baths, you have no right to criticize anyone. True. You know, a 55-year-old man taking baths. You're 55, right, Joe?
No.
55-year-old man.
He's 55
baths
at heart.
It's embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree. The Lane Johnson injury, how long has he been dealing with this? I mean, it's been so... nondescript the duration of injury, and the fact that he just showed up on the injury report. Was this a practice injury or what?
Well, but he had some rest this week. When some of the practices, I think he was listed in partial precipitation. Now remember, the media only sees what I call a calisthenics to start the practices, so you don't really see anything. But he's been listed as not full participant, but limited in practice. So maybe that, it obviously something existed. I think in some cases, Doug was just giving guys rest. Like Carson Wentz, I think, was listed as limited one time this week. But in his case, there may have been a situation. But by the rules, you have to list it. So today they listed it as questionable, which means that it's probably happened somewhere along the way. But you can't tell because he's not played well. Is it the injury or he's just not played well? But it sounds like it happened. It happened in a game. But it's a funny thing with the Thursday night game because you don't have a lot of time to get the rehab and get ready. So I really do believe it's going to be a game time decision. But if he's not there, obviously that's not a good situation for the Eagles. But again, I'll go back to the Giants being so pathetic. They stink. The defensive line has got to make Eli. I'm going to give you an over-under on Eli going down when nobody's near him within 3 yards, but he sees somebody coming. The over-under is 3. He goes down 3 times.
Yeah, he Peytons it a lot. All right, so Wiz talked about he has theories about his benching. Is there a conspiracy happening in our midst right now?
No. I mean, I've talked to multiple. I mean, multiple people. I'm disappointed. I think Steph Wisniewski, you're talking about Wisniewski, right?
Yes.
So I think it's disappointing that for a team that was so good last year at never complaining, that he would complain. And the reality is he can say what he says, and he's a good guy and a tough guy, but he really has not played well. Now, he's not the only one, but it's not a conspiracy. It's not Jason Peters saying he doesn't want him there. They wanted to make a change. And when they graded out the stuff last week, now I didn't look at the whole game in tapes, that Seumalo, the first play was not very good, but for the most part he was okay. Now is that better than Steph Wisniewski? I don't know, but Steph Wisniewski was taken out of the starting lineup because they just thought they needed to make a change based on Wisniewski's play, not on any other conspiracy theory. And I've talked to multiple people about that. So I have to, again, I don't sit down there and watch every play, but talking to multiple people, I believe the people I talk to.
All right, King. Have a good time tonight. Try to avoid that rain.
I love it, Joe. And I'll think about your next bath, okay?
I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, King. There he is, the King, Howard Askin. He's going to be rained on tonight.
Joe DiCamera and John Ritchie. Middays, 10 a.m. till 2 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.